Texte numéro 88. 2 billion more people will live in cities by 2035. This could be good or very bad. This week in Quito, as many as 45,000 people have gathered for Habitat 3, the global UN summit, which every 20 years resets the world's urban agenda. Why should we care? Well, to start with, in the next 20 years, we will witness more than 2 billion more people moving to cities. Depending on what we do to accommodate them, this could be good or very bad news. It's good news because people are demonstrably better off in cities than outside them. For the poor, cities are efficient vehicles to satisfy basic needs. Having people in a concentrated space makes the implementation of public policies more effective. Think of access to sanitation and the consequences for reducing child mortality and epidemic disease. For the middle class, meanwhile, cities are a concentration of opportunities for jobs, education, healthcare, and even recreation. They offer the promise of social mobility. And for a certain elite, cities are a powerful vehicle to create wealth. Their critical mass generates the appropriate environment for knowledge creation and prosperity in the broadest sense of the word. In short, cities are like magnets, with the potential to take care of everything from the most basic needs to the most intangible desires. Now for the bad news, which we could call the 3S menace. The scale and speed of this global urbanisation and the scarcity of means with which we must respond to it has no precedence in human history. Of the 3 billion urban dwellers today, 1 billion live below the poverty line. In 2 decades' time, 5 billion people will be in cities, with 2 billion of them below the poverty line. To accommodate such growth humanely, we would need to build a city of 1 million people every week, spending no more than $10,000 per family. If we don't solve this equation, it's not that people will stop coming to cities, they will still come, but they will live in awful conditions. What's at stake here is not just poverty, but inequality too. Cities express in a very concrete and direct way the distance between the haves and have-nots. Urban inequalities are often reflected in brutal ways, from the distance people must travel to work every day to the lack of quality public spaces, urban amenities and civic services. No wonder so much anger and resentment is accumulated in the peripheries. Of course, this problem is not exclusive to developing countries. Rich countries, despite having solved all their basic needs, experience a similar accumulation of social pressure, as if it was a ticking time bomb. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2016.